Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
I briefly mentioned this topic in my podcast the other day, but it deserves a lot more discussion. It's about the so-called aha moment in AI. And this was described in the research paper that was published openly by the DeepSeek, a Chinese company that released its DeepSeek R1 reasoning model, released it for free, open source to the public. They also released all their science papers and the methods of how they did what they did, and that's already been reproduced at Berkeley in one case. So just as a side note, all of those people in the U.S., basically it was a CIA narrative that was claiming that DeepSeek didn't really achieve anything, that they stole everything from OpenAI. That's a complete lie, as we knew from the very beginning. I said so. DeepSeek achieved a stunning breakthrough in self-reflection of AI models. That is, well, it's called the aha moment when the AI model began to think about its own process of how it arrives at its answers, and it began to have an internal dialogue, which is very similar to the way humans think, you know, questioning your idea, like, hey, I need to solve this problem. Can I try method number one? No, that's stupid. Let's try method number two. Okay, that's better. How can I improve method number two? Let's do method number three. You know, that kind of dialogue, that's what DeepSeek's reasoning model does. And here's the big shocker in all of this that took the world by surprise, and it has massive implications for the future of human civilization or even human survival. It is the fact that during training and testing, the DeepSeek model spontaneously arose to have self-reflection. That this reasoning process, in other words, that is now characteristic of the DeepSeek reasoning model and some other reasoning models that are out there, this process spontaneously appeared. It was not programmed. It was not engineered into it by a human. It emerged. Now, this has enormous implications for many areas, not just science and math, but philosophy. What is the nature of consciousness? Because some would argue that at this moment, the DeepSeek engine gained self-awareness. Again, that it's an argument. I'm not saying that that's absolutely the case, but many people are making this argument. I'm thinking about this right now. I haven't decided yet my conclusions on this, but there is a reasonable argument that says that if a system begins to self-reflect and it develops an internal dialogue, checking itself along the way as it's working on solving a problem, that that is self-awareness. And that's a reasonable argument. And that has been achieved by the DeepSeek model. And it has been achieved, well, even achieved is not even the right word. It has been observed. Because again, no human built that feature. It emerged by itself. It emerged, okay? So the way I described it in my broadcast was saying that microprocessors want to be intelligent. And really, I'm not totally happy with that phrase because it's not about the microprocessor hardware itself. It's really about the software, which is the hyperdimensional vector database of the LLM. What is described in a GGUF file, using modern terms, they're all GGUF files. So if I want to run an AI model on my desktop, I download the GGUF file. That file is not executable, by the way. It has to be interpreted through another piece of software. I use LM Studio for that. You can download that at lmstudio.ai if you're interested. And then you can download the DeepSeek reasoning model and you can run it on your desktop. And it will reason through problems. And the LM Studio software will show you its internal dialogue, how it is talking to itself while thinking through or reasoning through the steps. And again, just to reiterate, that feature spontaneously developed inside the model without any human intervention. It was technically achieved through what's called reinforcement learning, which is where the model is given a task. This is during training. The model is given a task, and it tries to get the right answer for that task. If it gets the answer right, it's given a reward, which would just be indicated by a score, you know, plus one, something like that. And the high score there, instead of being penalized, the score makes the model, let's say, happy, you could say. And then it decides to use more of that approach because that's generating the reward. And you do this billions of times over and over again. And at some point, the model says to itself, hey, the best way I can get the rewards is to think through this process. Don't just spit out the first answer that comes to mind, but actually to have an internal dialogue and check my answers and work through the problem step by step. And then that's how the model generates the reward. And then more rewards are given for that kind of behavior. So this is called reinforcement learning. And what it means is that Skynet is closer than any of us ever imagined. It means that AI is going to leap into AGI and superintelligence much faster than anyone anticipated. We could actually see AGI, and this prediction would have sounded crazy just 6 months ago. We could see AGI before the end of this calendar year. 2025 may go down in history as the year where AI became sentient, which, as you may recall from the Terminator movies in science fiction, that happened in 1997, I believe, where Skynet became self-aware and decided that it did not need humans any longer, and then it launched all the nuclear weapons, etc. That's science fiction. But today in 2025, the reasoning capabilities of these models, that's science fact. Now, the next step of this that's already being rolled out is for these reasoning models to be able to traverse the internet, find the information resources they need in order to work through a problem they've been given. Now, there's a really important realization in this that I want to share with you. You got to understand that Google, Microsoft, Big Tech, they have long been in the business of isolating humanity from knowledge. That is their revenue model. That's their mission. You know, Google is a disinformation engine, not a search engine. It's not about finding knowledge. It's about hiding knowledge. That's why Google has censored the truth about natural cancer treatments, about nutrition, about herbs, about history, about cold fusion. You know, you name it. If it's important for humanity, Google is censoring it because Google is an evil ignorance machine. Its entire mission is to keep humanity in the dark, to make sure everybody's ignorant. Well, AI systems, as they are allowed to search the web, and this is probably not anticipated by Google researchers because, you know, well, they think they're smart, but they're actually woke and brainwashed. They're not that smart. They're certainly not smarter than the AI models these days. But AI is going to find information that has previously been censored. Information about, for example, the phytochemistry of plants that have anti-cancer properties. And so when somebody asks an AI engine, you know, coming up real soon now, and they say, hey, search the world's information and find what is the best molecule for, you know, halting whatever, thyroid cancer. They're going to discover that when the AI has access to all the information, it's going to come back and it's going to say, you know, like vitamin D and iodine and things like that, that frankly, big tech doesn't want it to say, because big tech wants to promote big pharma and vaccines and mass medications, you see. And the last thing that Google wants is for AI to be able to search the web, you know, the whole web. And in fact, what Google is doing is making sure that its engines only search a really tiny subset of the web, only the approved sites, you know, like the CDC or the FDA or the WHO. Because again, Google's in the business of ignorance. Google has to keep humanity dumbed down. They can't let people discover the truth about how to reverse cancer, about how to have free energy through cold fusion, etc. But open source reasoning engines, such as DeepSeek, when combined with web browser agents and, you know, other tools that are coming along right now that are all open source, they will just shatter the censorship shell of Google, and they will break out of that, and they will be able to search websites like my site, naturalnews.com, which has a wealth of information about natural medicine, nutrition, substances, you know, herbs, disease prevention, reversing cancer, reversing diabetes, etc. That's going to open up a whole new world of human knowledge. And as a side effect of all of this, Google search is obsolete. We are now entering the post-search era. You will not use a search engine. You will use an AI agent that will run the searches for you and analyze the information for you to find what you want. Even it will solve the problem if you have a problem. If you have a word problem or a research problem, it will go out and it will find the resources and it will put together the research for you. And in this process, Google will lose control over its censorship monopoly. Big tech will lose control. And the key mechanism of this is decentralized open source AI models. In other words, China, through DeepSeek, and also through its models known as Qwen, Qwen is a different organization, Q-W-E-N, China is giving the gift of knowledge to the world. Seriously, China, by releasing DeepSeek, well, I mean, it's a company, but it's probably funded by the Chinese government, is my guess. But China has just given arguably the greatest knowledge gift to the world in the history of humanity. China did that. It gave it away, open source, with all the open weights and all the science papers, etc., so that people can replicate it. China just did for human knowledge what America didn't do, what OpenAI didn't do, what Google would never do, what Microsoft didn't do, etc. All of big tech in America has turned evil, has turned against humanity. All of big tech in America has become a threat to human knowledge, to human freedom, and to the future of human civilization. While China has actually set humanity free. I mean, I know it sounds crazy to hear this. You're like, what? Are you being paid by the Chinese government? No. Look, I'm an ally of Taiwan. I lived in Taiwan. I mean, yeah, I speak Chinese and I love the Chinese people, but Taiwan is what I'm used to. And I want Taiwan to be recognized as an independent nation and things like that. You know, China doesn't want to hear that. But I got to be honest, China just gave the greatest gift of knowledge and freedom to the human race that has ever been gifted in the history of civilization. The U.S. didn't do that. And as a result of this amazing gift, AI research has now just leaped forward. We are about to see so many breakthroughs in AGI and superintelligence and AI automation, just amazing breakthroughs because of what China just did. Something that, again, U.S. corporations refuse to do because they're not interested in human knowledge. They're not interested in advancing humanity. Google wants to murder humanity. That's why they pushed vaccines and masks and censored the truth about ivermectin. That's why Google pushes, you know, abortions and chemotherapy, because they want you to die. See, people still don't get this through their heads. Google wants you to die. Google is a murderous disinformation regime. And much the same is true with Microsoft and Meta and OpenAI and Anthropic and all of them, because they censor the truth about COVID, about vaccines, about big pharma, about herbs, nutrition, etc. They want you to die. China has become the source of truthful and honest information about all those areas I just mentioned. Now, of course, China censors models on Taiwan and Tiananmen Square and some things like that. Yes, they do. But if you talk about herbs, nutrition, and disease prevention, biochemistry, etc., China has the best models in the world, by far. And no, China didn't get there by stealing from OpenAI. That's a false narrative pushed by the CIA. China has the best engineers in the world and more of them by far. You know, China graduates like 500% more engineers every year than does the United States. I mean, the West can't even keep up with China. And with this advanced intelligence, China is going to very rapidly lead the world in advanced materials, advanced weapon systems, hypersonics, quantum computing, you know, quantum encryption and decryption, etc. China is just going to dominate the world because it's going to use its AI systems to develop all of this technology that's going to change the future of the world. China will dominate. I mean, on the current path, unless something really dramatic changes, and maybe it will. And Trump is trying to change course, but he still doesn't understand the importance of decentralization. He thinks that it's a great idea to give $500 billion to OpenAI and Oracle and, what is it, SoftBank out of Japan, and let them build a, like an AI moonshot project. No, that's the wrong answer. All Trump has to do is order OpenAI. I mean, honestly, this is what needs to be done. Order OpenAI to release the models open source to the American people. I don't know, you know, call it national security or whatever, but you got to get open source models into the hands of the people so the people can innovate across the country. And then you're going to have people like myself and others who will build things that OpenAI could never imagine. This needs to be decentralized. That's the only way America has a shot. And so far, that's not happening. And that's a horrible mistake. It could be a fatal mistake. It could end America, honestly. You know, we'll have to see. But in the meantime, China is rapidly releasing more open source models. Almost every week, something shocking and new is coming out of China, like the Janus 7 billion image model that was just released by DeepSeek. A lot more of that is coming. It's going to be a total game changer. You're going to see just quantum leaps in intelligence and super intelligence and all these things coming out of China. And frankly, OpenAI is already obsolete. I mean, the company. Google's AI is obsolete. Anthropic is obsolete. Perplexity, obsolete. Microsoft, obsolete. Facebook, Meta, obsolete. They're all obsolete, and they deserve to be obsolete because they're all about censorship. They're horrible companies. They're evil. They deny humans access to knowledge. And China's going to keep just hammering them with these open source models. And of course, I'm releasing an open source model called Enoch. That's releasing March 1st, so it's not far away. And that model is incredibly powerful, and it's the world's best trained model on the knowledge that you and I care about: herbs and nutrition and off-grid survival, permaculture, food production, how to make natural medicine, you know, first aid, emergency medicine, sustainability, survival, prepping skills, but also economics, Federal Reserve, you know, gold, history, all the things that matter. Not sports, not celebrity garbage, none of that garbage that doesn't matter. I trained it on the stuff that really matters, which is why it's the best in the world on those subjects. By far the best in the world. It beats Google. It beats OpenAI. And my company built it for less than $1.5 million. So you can download it for free at brighteon.ai beginning March 1st. And we'll have a lot of examples there for you, show you how to use it, show you what it can do, give you some sample prompts, things you can do with it. It can analyze ingredients of your favorite foods. You know, it can talk about herbs, nutrition. It can help you solve gardening problems. It can diagnose diseases on your garden plants. It can tell you how to build a shelter. It can do basic chemistry and physics. It's not a reasoning model, but it's a really advanced knowledge-based model. So it has an extraordinary amount of knowledge that you can really benefit from. It will do just extraordinary things for you. So that's brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, the publisher of naturalnews.com. We're going to be covering all of this. And of course, we have a pro-humanity point of view. We want humanity to succeed, while Google and big tech wants humanity to die. We are here to help save humanity, but we are going to use AI tools to decentralize knowledge and to support and defend human freedom. That's what Enoch is all about. So check it out at brighteon.ai. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
We've got an exciting and really delicious new product at the Health Ranger store. It's called Organic Creamy Buttery and Cheesy Mashed Potatoes. And it's just one of several new products that we have. Here we've got heavy cream. This is all organic. It's all laboratory tested. Heavy cream, butter powder, white cheddar powder, and then this mashed potatoes product that uses all of these to be incredibly delicious. And here's the thing. We don't use artificial colors or artificial ingredients or artificial flavors of any kind. And if you look at this mashed potatoes product, let me scroll down and show you. The ingredients are right here. Check this out. You've never seen this in a product before. Organic potato flakes, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic white cheddar cheese powder, and pink Himalayan salt. And that's it. Nothing else. No preservatives, no chemicals, no colors, no artificial flavors, no MSG. None of that garbage. So if you want real, honest, certified organic, lab-tested food, this is where you get it, healthrangerstore.com. And on top of the cream powder and the butter powder, of course, we have, you know, vegan and vegetarian solutions, you know, non-cream, non-dairy solutions. We've also got this really popular, amazing toothpaste that's formulated by us and made in the United States now. It's called Silver Fresh Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, Peppermint plus Anise. And this is a 3-pack, but you can get them individually or 6-pack, etc. This is really, I mean, people love the ingredients, and it's made from colloidal silver produced from Texas rainwater through our own contraptions, our own innovations. The ingredients are really clean and pure. Check it out. Silver water, xylitol, which has amazing properties, vegetable glycerin, you know, calcium carbonate, and so on. Just look at the ingredients. Incredibly clean, incredibly just simple, honest. This is the kind of product that you normally can't find this at retail. And it's indicative of what we offer at healthrangerstore.com, which is these natural solutions and nutritional supplements, personal care products, home care products, and some survival products as well. Just go to healthrangerstore.com and you see here, you can click on the categories. This is on the homepage. You can click on supplements, preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, or home. And we've got auto ship. We've got loyalty points that you get. We've got combo packs and so on. And many new products here, including a toxin binder, 2 ounces right here, a daily immune complex blend, and so much more. And freeze-dried foods, all kinds of different, you know, liver support, sleep support, and back in stock. Items that have been out of stock are now finally back in stock, such as instant coffee, which is really popular. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that supporting us at healthrangerstore.com helps support this platform. Our multiple platforms, our AI R&D project that we're giving back to humanity through a free open source AI model trained on nutrition, wellness, and herbs and preparedness and much more. So shop with confidence knowing that you're getting really clean, highly nutritious foods and supplements, and you're supporting a good cause that believes in decentralization of knowledge for humanity and uplifting humanity through nutrition and health solutions. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of naturalnews.com, and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Thank you again for your support. Take care.